Welcome to episode 22 of Hit the Mic with Stacey Harris. Hello, hello, it's me, the Stacey Harris. I am your host here at Hit the Mic with Stacey Harris, and I am really, really excited for today's episode. I'm going to talk a little bit about WordCamp Phoenix. I went this past weekend. I actually spoke, so I want to talk about how just fantastic it was. And also I'm going to share some tips that I do use at events like this to sort of maximize my time. As you guys know, this is the part of the show where I do shout outs. Now, I do not have any new iTunes reviews, so that will not be the shout out, but I do have a tweet from WordCamp, actually, so I'm totally going to shout out to that. It's Amanda Atkins, who's at @oamanda. She says, at the Stacey Harris, I'm completely obsessed with podcasts and just discovered hashtag hit the mic. Excited. Caught end of your talk Saturday and loved it. Hashtag WCPHX, which was, of course, the hashtag for WordCamp. Thanks, Amanda. I'm really excited that a new person has found the podcast because of WordCamp. I loved being at WordCamp, so it's really cool. And welcome to the Hit the Mic shenanigans. If you guys want a shout out, leave a review over at iTunes or tweet me. Just use the hashtag Hit the Mic. And also, if you give me a little at the Stacey Harris little at reply, it goes right into my timeline and I see it faster. But I always check the hashtag Hit the Mic. I'm kind of obsessed with it, but that's probably normal since, you know, it's my hashtag. All right, so I want to talk about WordCamp today, and I want to give shout-outs to a couple of amazing speakers. My favorite sessions, first of all, let me tell you a little bit about WordCamp here in Phoenix, and if you aren't familiar with WordCamp as a whole, there are WordCamps all over the world. So you can definitely find one local. I believe WordCamp Phoenix is one of the largest WordCamps. If I'm wrong, someone tweet me and tell me that I'm wrong and just shut up. But I'm pretty sure it's one of the largest ones. It's certainly my favorite one, although in my defense, it's the only one I've been to. But it's fantastic. It's a three-day event. And it goes Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It generally takes place in January. This was my third one this year, but my first time speaking, which was a blast. And I'll talk about that in a minute. But it's a really great event. The cool thing about WordCamps is they're generally targeted at a diverse user base. So there's users, so a lot of times they're business owners who just want to be empowered to control their own stuff. There's also designers, there's also developers, and within each of those sections, there's subsections of like different expertise levels. One of my favorite things that they actually did here in Phoenix this year was on Friday, they have a thing called Foundation Friday, which is a full day of like workshops. And so each track is kind of geared toward a specific user base. And they did five tracks this year. They did a beginning user, an advanced user, a designer track, a beginner developer track, and an advanced developer track. So I really liked this because my first year that I went, it was kind of crazy because I wasn't a beginner user, but I wasn't really a developer, but like, and there was no designer track at all. So there was kind of like a 101. So I kind of bounced between, like, that year they were called 101, 201, 301, and 401. And I kind of bounced between 201 and 301, which were like advanced user, beginner developer, kind of all like mixed between the two. And so it was really nice this year. I actually did a lot of time in advanced user because I wanted to sort of better my user perspective, since I don't do any WordPress design work anymore, really. I really wanted to spend some time getting my user stuff better, especially with the new rollout of the new WordPress, and there's always new things to learn with stuff like this. So that's what I did. But what's cool is if you don't know anything about WordPress and you're super unfamiliar, which I know some of you are, and I know that, everybody starts there. It's a really good way to get the foundation information. Even if you decide you want to hire stuff out to someone else, it's a really good way to sort of, A, know enough to know that you're hiring somebody who knows what they're talking about, but also, so you're sort of familiar with stuff once you're running it. Even if you hire somebody to do the design work and the build for you, you know how to run it. You can sort of get by on a day-to-day basis. So that's really cool. So that's Foundation Friday. My favorite session for Friday was actually It was with a gentleman named Ken Granger, who's in Florida. And he talked about building websites that visitors actually want to use, Google Analytics, and the sticky factor. But my favorite part was Google Analytics, because Google Analytics has made some changes in the last, I want to say, like 6 months. So it looks a little different than it used to. Google sort of moved some of the tools that were in Webmaster to Google Analytics. And also, there's things that you used to be able to find in Google Analytics that you can only find in Webmaster now. For example, one of the things I learned in the session was within Google Analytics, a lot of times the keywords that people are using to search your website show up as unavailable or hidden. I can't remember what the term is, but you can actually find those terms over in the Webmaster tools. So if you go into the Webmaster, just search Google Webmaster tools and you'll get there. And it's really easy to get your site set up there. But you can find those keywords, which is really, really good for me, because knowing what people are getting to my site searching for and things like that is one of the ways I know what sort of verbiage to use when I'm looking at titling these podcasts or within the notes. It kind of gives you an idea of how people are framing the questions they want to ask, the words they're using. Because a lot of the words I would use to describe things within the social media space are not the way someone who is maybe a little more distanced from this space would use. So it's a really good reminder to stop using jargon when you do that. So yeah, that was probably my favorite session from Friday. And also, for those of you guys who don't know, my husband Charles is joining the family business now. And so he will be running a lot of the tracking of our analytics and running sort of the behind-the-scenes stuff. And so it was cool to take him to this event, because this was my second time taking him to an event like this. I took him to Tech Phoenix earlier in 2013. I think that was in November. But it was really cool to take him and sort of watch his face as he saw all the cool things that Google Analytics does. So it was really cool to be able to go through that with him. But that's totally off track. But that was my favorite thing. My other favorite that they talked about that I actually didn't attend, but I'm looking forward to watching the video, is security best practices with Brennan Bryan and Sam Hotchkiss. I saw this presentation. I don't remember if it was the same two gentlemen, but I think it was last year. But I watched a security one last year. And it's one of those ones that you can go to again and again because things change so quickly. But it's always good to know security-wise, especially there was a big article that came out a couple weeks ago, maybe it was earlier this week even, about the worst passwords to use, but the most popular terrible passwords there are. But it's always good, and I have learned a lot. I think it was last year's presentation that I actually learned about the limit login plugin for WordPress, which actually limits an ability, limits how many bad passwords somebody can put in, which helps prevent against a sort of what's called a brute force attack, where somebody is just sort of having a computer or doing it themselves, entering username and passwords and like hoping for the best, like seeing if they can get in that way. And so it can help prevent that. And it's amazing to me. I'll get emails and I'll be like, somebody had 25 attempts to get in over the last 2 days. But instead of having 25 attempts in, 2 minutes, they were locked out. And so they couldn't do that. And then another great tip I learned in the security one last year that I'm sure they talked about this year was changing your username. Like never using admin or administrator. Having something more unique than that. So that was a really important thing I learned in 2013 at WordCamp, but I'm sure they covered in 2014. If you guys want to see any of these presentations I'm talking about, if you go to wordcamp.tv or wordpress.tv, I'll have the link in the show notes at thestacyharris.com/episode22. You guys can check out not only presentations from WordCamp Phoenix, but from WordCamps all over the world. It's totally free. And I will also post when my presentation goes up, I will post it over at the over at my website on the show notes page again, thestacyharris.com/episode22. And I'll tweet about that. On Saturday, the presentations sort of build on what you learn in Foundation. So there's 45-minute little like workshops, and there's three tracks, and they're considered content design, community and commerce, and extension and development. So my favorite was content design and community and commerce, obviously, because that's my focus. I'm not a developer, so I didn't go to any developer tracks. This was my first year actually completely avoiding developer stuff because I realized last year that I was never going to be a developer, that I really didn't want to learn all the awesome stuff they know. So this was my first year totally avoiding like developer because I was like, I don't want to go and feel dumb anymore. I'm done with it. I actually spoke first thing in the morning on Saturday, and my presentation was titled Hit Publish, Now What? How to Promote Your Content Through Social Media. Like I said, that'll be up at the website, and I'll link to that at the show notes. But it was really, really, really fun. Like I said, this was my first time speaking at WordCamp, and I was in a larger room than I've ever spoken in before, ever, I think. And I had probably, I think, 40 to 50 people in the room. And it was really cool because I got them asking questions and I got to talk about hashtags. And you guys know how much I love to talk about hashtags. And we got to have a really fun conversation, which I enjoy so much. I loved it. And I was really excited because I got off the stage and I had people coming up to me and asking me more questions. And I love answering the questions. So that it was just a really, really fun and positive experience. And I'm totally telling WordCamp Phoenix people now I will be submitting to speak again next year because I had an absolute blast with it. Right after me, I actually went to a gentleman named Joe Manna's presentation. And he did the Insider's Guide to Marketing and Selling with WordPress. I really enjoy Joe. I've seen him speak two or three times now. I enjoy the way he presents, and I enjoy the content he gives. He always gives way more content than you think you're going to get. And there was some stuff in there that I didn't necessarily need because I sell things on my website, but I sell them through like PayPal or something. So PayPal has to handle all the compliance stuff, which is nice. But he talked about what you're going to do if you're going to actually sell directly to your site and what kind of compliance things you need to fill in with. If you do any sort of selling through your website, it would be an interesting presentation to check out. In the next one, I am so crazy. Can't wait till this goes up on because I haven't seen it yet. Jennifer Bourne actually did a content to cash presentation. It's called Content to Cash, Leverage Content to Attract Clients, Streamline Workflow, and Increase Profits. And I was watching the Twitter feed during her presentation, and it was just absolutely blowing up. So I cannot wait to catch the recording of this one. And then we did lunch, and lunch was these amazing food trucks. So all local food, which I love to support the local sort of economy and businesses. And so I ate delicious food truck food, and it was awesome. After that, a really interesting one, if you're sort of new to the social media space and you're sort of worried about, you know, misstepping, Ruth Carter did Blogging and Social Media Horror Stories from the Legal Trenches and How to Avoid the Same Fate. And one of the really important things she talked about was copyright and infringement and avoiding it. So that's a really interesting thing to hear. If that's something you're concerned about or something you're not real familiar with. And then next was my favorite presentation of the day, besides mine, of course. And that was with Greg Taylor, who I've seen speak a couple times. I was actually really bummed because at Tech Phoenix, he spoke at the same time I did, which meant I could not go to his presentation because they have this strange rule where you're not allowed to leave when you're the speaker. It's just rude, right? So I do, What is Your Site Without Content and What to Do About It was Greg Taylor's. And so I got to listen to that, and it was fantastic. And what I really liked is he dropped what he called truth bombs, and he talked about getting over some stuff with writing, you know, getting over necessarily like the quantity, like, oh, I have to put content on every day, which isn't true. So it's a really great presentation. If you haven't heard from Greg Taylor, check out his stuff. He does good stuff. And then my other favorite one was very next, and it was called Escaping the Imposter Syndrome with Chris Lemma. If you don't know Chris Lemma, you should check out his website, chrislemma.com. He blogs every day, but he also blogs really quality stuff every day. And Escaping the Imposter Syndrome was just a fantastic presentation about sort of getting over ourselves. And my favorite takeaway was really internalizing compliments, which is something I think that a lot of us forget to do. We sort of go, oh, well, they don't really mean that, or they have to say that, or they don't know what really happened, or whatever it may be. We deflect it in some way instead of sort of taking it in. So if you struggle with any of that, definitely check out that presentation because it's really interesting. And then there was another track. And then at the end of the day, there's an after party on Saturday. And this year it was at Chandler City Hall. And it was a ton of fun. It's a really, really great networking. And I said I would share one of my favorite takeaways and one of my favorite things to do, which is follow the hashtag at events. And you guys have heard me talk about this before, but WordCamp Phoenix is one of the most successful places I probably had this happen. For example, when I got off the stage, I had a ton of tweets at the hashtag WCPHX with great feedback, great pictures of me speaking, which I wouldn't have had otherwise. Also, I had just more questions and people who I will now follow because I'm really interested in what they're doing, possible clients, things like that. You never know what you're going to find out and who you're going to connect with. So definitely when you're at an event, make sure that you are utilizing that hashtag on Twitter and Google Plus and Facebook. I think the easiest place probably to do it at events, honestly, is Twitter. But hashtags are obviously capable other places. Sunday they did a business development contribute day. I actually did not attend Sunday this year, but there are several presentations that I will be checking out the recordings for when they go up. So it was really fun. But yeah. There are word camps all over the world, so find one around you and check it out because the WordPress community is an amazing community, completely volunteer-driven. And when you go to events like this, make sure you're thanking those volunteers and thanking the sponsors because they are all doing it on their own time. And as business owners, we all know that our time is our money, so they're also sort of essentially doing it on their own dime. I know in Phoenix, I'm local, but a lot of the speakers were not local. And you're not paid to speak at WordCamp. Not only that, you pay to get there. So for people who traveled from out of state, they paid their own way. They paid their own hotel when they got here. So it's an amazing thing to think about when you're considering, you know, the power of this community that's completely volunteer driven. So yeah, that was my weekend at WordCamp. I had a fantastic time. I really loved it, as always. If you guys have been to a WordCamp, be sure to tweet me and let me know what you thought. If you guys went to WordCamp Phoenix, be sure to tweet me at the hashtag #HitTheMic and say hello. But I'm really excited and I can't wait to go again next year. And I can't hope but speak again next year because I can't help but hope to speak again next year. You know what I'm trying to say here. Because I had a blast and it was really, really fun. So I will see you guys next time. Thanks again for joining me. Be sure to head over to iTunes and leave your reviews. And be sure to tweet me at the Stacey Harris using the hashtag #HitTheMic. I will see you guys next time. Bye-bye.